Broke was released yesterday. It is, this is, took me over a year to do. This is as responsible as I can be. And trying to give you an answer to the question, okay, we get it. So then what? What? Then what? Then what do we do? This is unlike any other political book you've ever read. This is what are the principles that need to be restored and how do we do it? This is this takes on the budget.
Brother.
And I want to tell you that our books are always number one. And I find it really fascinating that if you go to Amazon.com, Broke is number three. And the two books that are ahead of it, one is Keith Richards' Life, which is getting a ton of, you know, it's everywhere. But this is a book about, you know, how he snorted his father's ashes after death. That's cool. This is the SDS book. This is for all of the, this is for, you know, this is for Andy Stern, who's like, I guarantee you he's on the phone and has been in the last few days, you know, with people like, you know, Bill Ayers going, all right, dude. Oh, do you remember when we were rolling around in the mud like animals? Remember that? This guy was smoking, you know, smoking his dad and popping stuff into his veins. Oh, those are the days, man. And then William Ayers like, what do you mean those are the, I'm still doing that stuff, man. So that culture of death, and it's an escape into the past of, you know, the Woodstock stuff. And then the number one book today, at least, is Machine of Death. And it's a collected stories about, you know, people who know how they're going to die. How? So you have death. I know it's called life, but what a life it is, really. It's a culture of death. Or how do we restore ourselves? These are the, this is the left, I think, speaking. This is the left. You want to talk about where we're headed. We're headed towards a culture of death. A culture that celebrates the things that have destroyed us. Not that the Rolling Stones have destroyed us. I mean, you can't always get what you want. You know what I'm saying? Brown sugar. I have no idea what that is. I always thought Angie, the song Angie, was I inject.
What?